This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this August 6, 2015. I'm David Knight, your host. Joining us in the next hour will be Jim Marrs, and we're going to talk about his recent book, Population on Population Control. There's many different aspects to population control, of course, and we're going to talk to him about that. So stay with us when we get back. He'll be with us in the third hour. I want to talk about the debate that's coming up. We've got the 70th anniversary of the bombing of Hiroshima. We're going to talk about that as well. In this segment, I want to cover some of the breaking news that's coming out. Of course, we were talking in the last segment about immigration and about the political correctness of many people who are trying to shut down the discussion on immigration, how the GOP, although it talks about it, doesn't do anything about it. That's the key thing that is behind the rise of Donald Trump, I believe. The fact that, and I hope it's true, I hope he would do something about it if he were elected. We've heard a lot of talk from the GOP in recent elections, and they don't do anything about Obamacare. They don't do anything about the open borders. And, of course, I don't want to see a fence put up. I want to see them stop attracting people. They've worked very hard to draw people into this country by incentivizing immigration and by using it to lower their wage costs. Many corporations have done this. So we need to stop that on the basis of the corporations, and we need to stop the government from doing it. But they're not. Here's an article. Obama is providing extra one million alien work permits annually. They say the Obama administration has issued more than 7.4 million work permits to foreign nationals from 2009 to 2014. Beyond the approximately 1 million lawful permanent residents and 700,000 foreign guest workers admitted to the U.S. each year. They say the Obama administration has been approving work authorizations for immigrants beyond admission limits and for some categories of immigrants that Congress never intended to work in the United States. See, that's why they have a special visa program to bring in people that they cannot get. It was sold as something that they would use to bring in scientists or engineers who were experts in their field that they could not find in America. That particular visa program, however, has been used by Disney, even by Donald Trump's organization. Donald Trump's brought in 1,100 people on that visa program. We've seen in Disney that they brought in massive numbers of people from India. And in both of these cases, they weren't technical people, both in Trump's case as well as Disney's case. They were not technical, non-replaceable people. These were service businesses. In the case of Disney, they brought in these Indian immigrants, told the American workers to train their replacements. And they did it all under a program that was supposedly for people that we could not find here in America. So they just want cheaper labor, folks. And, of course, the government has a different agenda. The government has an Operation Chaos agenda, as Alex is pointing out. It's not just in America, but it's also in Europe. We have a Home Secretary who said this is unsustainable. And her approach was to, guess what, stop attracting people by lowering the subsidies that they were giving immigrants into Great Britain. That's how you stop it. You start to roll back the welfare state that we can't even afford for our own citizens, let alone for anyone who wants to come into this country with or without our permission and make themselves a dependent. It has to stop. We can't afford it. We can't do it. It's kind of like the situation when you're on an airplane and the masks were to descend. The first thing you're told is to put it on yourself before you try to put it on your children. Because if you pass out, nobody's going to help them. So you have to take care of the core first before you can help the people surrounding you. And there's a limit to the number of people, of course, that we can bring in. This report, too, should also concern you because we also have this week the Black Hat Conference in Vegas and the DEF CON Conference. Here's a little $32 device that will allow anybody to duplicate what's on your wireless key fob to steal your car, or to get into your garage. Very simple way to do it. It is so easy. As we become more and more reliant on these high-tech gadgets, we become more and more vulnerable to bad actors as well as to our government. Stay with us. We're going to talk.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get. Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a four-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit two per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host on this Thursday, August 6, 2015. Tonight is the first of the real debates. Donald Trump will be there, and it'll be limited to 10. There will be a junior varsity debate earlier in the day for the people who are polling really, really low. People like Rick Perry, Rick Santorum, Lindsey Graham, Carly Fiorina, and somebody that I don't even remember their name. They're polling so low. So they're going to have that at earlier in the afternoon. And then, of course, the debate with 10 candidates is not really clear how much time any of these people are going to have or if there'll be anything of any substance. But everybody has hopes that there will be, because they believe that Donald Trump is not going to follow the staid formula that we saw on the debate on Monday night. Before we get to that, and I want to talk about that, I want to talk about the 70th anniversary of the bombing of Hiroshima from a different perspective, not from a military perspective, not even whether it was the right thing to do, but I want to put you on the ground level. There is a story from the Washington Post, where we're going to talk about that. And we're also going to talk about some revelations about the Planned Parenthood scandal. We now see some of the places where these baby parts are being used. something you need to think about with that as well. Before we do, I just want to let you know that we have a free shipping at the InfoWars Life store. We have extended that for one more week, but it is going to end the end of this week. It's going to end tomorrow. We extended it once from the month of July. We extended it for one more week because a lot of people are on vacation, traveling. I think a lot of people didn't realize we had free shipping. We didn't really talk about it that much until just the end of the month. So we extended it for one more week as a thank you. And everything that you get at InfoWarsLife.com has free shipping. We have in stock Survival Shield X2, our nascent iodine. There's over 400 reviews you can read there to decide if this is right for you. Iodine is a vital nutrient that we all need. This is a very easy way to take it in liquid form. Here's a review from Steve from Texas. He says, I'm a healthy 58-year-old male, but this product has made me feel 20 years younger. I have great energy. My hearing and vision seem better, as well as my mental acuity. Again, you can look at the reviews at InfoWars.com. We also have a special on Silver Bullet, buy two, get two free. So that's 50% off of that. You get free shipping on anything that is at the InfoWarsLife.com site. So this is a good time to stock up on your preparedness products. Now, going to the election tonight, we've got a lot of anticipation tonight. They say, however, from the Hill, that the election model predicts that Democrats will win. You can take this one with a grain of salt, folks. I've seen so many people jump into this and say, this is over, you have to support candidate so-and-so, or we're all doomed. Well, as I've said many times, I don't think one person is really going to change things. I'm for people who are going to open up the discussion. I'm for people who are going to focus us on issues that we haven't heard talked about, who are going to do it in a way that's going to engage the population in ways that are going to move us towards individual freedom. And I think that Donald Trump is going to open up the discussion. I think that Rand Paul is going to move us in ways that will impact our individual liberties. That's my personal feel on it. But, of course, when we look at this, they want to scare everybody into thinking that the world is over unless we get our guy in as president. I've said many times we need to start pushing as hard on jury nullification education and getting behind things like that as we do getting behind a particular candidate. That's where we can stop this tyranny, whether it's state laws or whether it's local laws from your city council or whether it is the federal government trying to impose something on you. If you're in a jury, you are there to judge the law and not just the facts. The judge will lie to you. He will tell you otherwise. But you need to understand that in most cases, it's explicitly stated in most state constitutions, the long history of trial by jury is founded on the principle that the jury is trying the law as well as the facts of the case. That has always been the case. But they will lie to you about it. They will penalize and disbar lawyers who talk to you about it. You need to stand up for your individual rights. If we only had one person out of 12 on every jury, that's an 8% solution, we would get this over with. We could stop many laws with state nullification. You can have more effect at the state level. Getting behind a good sheriff in your area, that's very important. Locally, get focused locally. Stop letting them redirect you to the places where you have the least effect, where you have the least power, and that is at the presidential race. Nevertheless, we're all going to talk about it. I do believe that it is good to talk about if we can have an open discussion on some of these issues. But there are people like Moody's Analytics who want to tell you that they've already decided that the Democrat presidential nominee will capture 270 electoral votes. They've even got it down. 270 electoral votes in 2016, according to their model. Well, you know what? Garbage in, garbage out. That's what we always said in engineering about computer models. I don't bow down before computer models. It's one of the reasons why I take with a grain of salt so many of these pronouncements that are made about man-made global warming. I don't believe that there's global warming going on, and I certainly don't believe that the contributions of man far outweigh the contributions of solar activity. The seasons are not created by our cars. If we had, just think about this, if we had more of an effect on the climate than the sun does, we wouldn't have seasons anymore, would we? There you go. Okay, but Moody's is telling us that they've worked this out. They're going to do a prediction update each month going up to November 2016. And they say their most important economic variable in their model is income growth in the 2 years leading up to the election. Well, fine. So that's their handicapping in the horse race. Fox News moderators are looking at ways to keep the 10 candidates on their toes for tonight's debate. And Chris Wallace is saying, I don't think anybody knows, maybe he doesn't know, what you're going to get from Donald Trump. What makes it such compelling television is that sense of, at the very least, uncertainty, and at the very most, danger. Well, it's not really danger, okay? It's only danger to the political elites, to the political correctness. I think we need to open up and have debates that are more like, we ought to have real debates instead of these little prepared speeches and these little time limits, and I don't think they're going to give very much time to anybody to talk. I think we ought to have real debates like they do in the House of Commons. My wife and I went to the UK a couple of times, and we would always take one day to go sit in the House of Commons and just watch the back and forth. If you haven't seen that, it's great to see people really get passionate about things and people having to talk without a teleprompter, without sitting there and reading a speech. That's why we do the news the way we do here, or the nightly news. We do it without a teleprompter. We do the radio without a teleprompter as well. And I think people want to see that in politics. They really want to know what you think. And they want to see ideas debated, not positions laid out that are carefully crafted and written into a script for them by their handlers. Okay? Anybody can have a position. The question is, do you have principles that you believe? And that will come out in a real debate, what you truly believe, and if you, because you're going to have to defend it. Now, in other news, political news, we see that the Rand Paul Super PAC officials have been indicted on federal charges. This goes back 4 years to the Ron Paul campaign. Jesse Benton and John Tate, two top strategists to Rand Paul's father in his presidential campaign, allegedly steered $73,000 to an Iowa state senator to convince him to endorse Ron Paul in the lead up to the 2012 Iowa caucuses. Now, they point out that these are charges that have been around, long simmering charges, they say, is how it's reported in CNN. They say it's been investigated by the FEC now for 4 years. It threatens to cast clouds over the campaign of his son on the eve of the Republican presidential debate. You think? Isn't that convenient timing? I mean, certainly I don't excuse what happened. They think that it was reasonable. They're still fighting this. I don't know what the justification is for it, but certainly, this is what you see with elections. You always see some scandal erupt the night before the election, or you see something like this that is held for 4 years and then brought out the day of the debate. There may be something of substance to it, but certainly they have timed it to try to create a problem. As they're pointing, another article that came out yesterday, and I think is very interesting, from Washington Post, talks about how Donald Trump talked politics with Bill Clinton weeks before launching his 2016 bid. And if you look at this article, you can see a picture of Donald Trump and his wife at the time laughing it up with Bill and Hillary, because this was from Trump's blue period. As I pointed out yesterday, just like Picasso, he's had a blue period, and then he's had a rose period, a red period. And if you go back and look at this, we've had pushback from PolitiFact and some other places that said, look, he's given far more money to Republicans than he has to Democrats. Well, yeah, he's given two-thirds of his money to Republicans and a third to Democrats, if you average it all together over 26 years. But if you look at the chart that was put up, you will see that up until 5 years ago, he gave more money to Democrats than he did to Republicans. 5 years ago, things changed. He started donating a lot more money and doing it exclusively to Republicans as a lead up to this. But this brings up questions as to how close they are. This was a picture that you see here with them laughing it up. That was in 2005. That was during his blue period. They say four Trump allies and one Clinton associate familiar with the exchange said that Clinton encouraged Trump's efforts to play a larger role in the Republican Party and offered his own views of the political landscape. And this is something that happened in May, just before Donald Trump. Yeah, there's the graph I was talking about. So you can see in previous years, it was mostly Democrat money. And a lot of it went to the Clintons. He gave them a great deal of money. And then the last 5 years, it's been exclusively Republican and much, much heavier investment. They say Clinton's personal office in New York confirmed the call occurred in late May, but an aide to Clinton said that the 2016 race was never specifically discussed, so forth and so on. But people with knowledge of the call in both camps said that it was one of many that Clinton and Trump have had over the years, whether about golf or about donations to the Clinton Foundation. But the call in May was considered to be especially sensitive, coming soon after Hillary had declared her own presidential run the month before and immediately before Donald Trump declared his. Now, an article from Tyler Durden at Zero Hedge says there's officially no difference between Jeb and Hillary. Their biggest donors are the same. That's true. And Hillary sees Jeb as her biggest competition. She's focused on him and not on Donald Trump. Interestingly enough, Donald Trump has given money to both of them. So what does that say about how rigged the political process is? Stay with us when we come back. We're going to talk about Hiroshima, what it was like on the ground. Eyewitness reports.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
Now, a twice-as-nice twin kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals twin kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now Complete H2O Minerals is offering the twin kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of ionic silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight on this Thursday, August 6, 2015. Jim Mars is going to be joining us in the next hour. We're going to talk about his book on population control, the many different aspects of population control. I'm also going to take calls from you beginning in the next segment at the bottom of the hour. If you want to call in and talk about perhaps the debate that's coming up tonight, perhaps about what I'm about to talk about, which is the 70th anniversary of Hiroshima, or any other topic, you can call in at 800-259-9231. Again, that's 800-259-9231. We'll take calls in the next half hour, and then in the third hour of the show, we're going to be talking to Jim Mars, who will be joining us in studio. A couple of more quick notes about tonight. One of the interesting things is that, and we've seen this before in the past, that some GOP candidates might only be on TV for 5 minutes during the debate. I would say it's going to be less than that. As they're talking about in this news from CBS DC, they're saying that many of the candidates will get 12 minutes to make their case. Some may only have 5 minutes of face time. Alan Schroeder, debate expert, journalism professor at Northeastern University, said that some of the 10 candidates' speaking times may be so minuscule that it will be as if they weren't there at all. Exactly. We've seen that many times throughout this. Now, as I mentioned, there's a well-timed indictment against the former Paul campaign that I think they held this thing for 4 years, talking about campaign contributions to a state senator in Iowa. I've seen this before, but now they have made an issue of it on the day of the debate. Again, that looks very political. There's also a GOP neocon group that is going to be running massive ads, a super PAC, to attack Rand Paul over Iran. The same super PAC that launched attacks on Rand Paul's foreign policy positions is preparing to air ads in Iowa and New Hampshire after Thursday's GOP debate. And as they point out in the article, while neoconservatives and GOP hawks have attacked the senator's willingness to use diplomacy, Paul's opposition to the Iran deal has also drawn fire from his libertarian conservative base. Antiwar.com's Justin Raimondo wrote an op-ed piece calling him a fraud, a failure, and a liar. So there you go. That's the way it goes. We all have to have perfect candidates. There isn't any perfect candidate out there. If you don't want to go to war and drop the bomb, the neocons are going to put their super PAC on you. And if you don't think that it's not a good deal, then you're going to be attacked by many in the libertarian base. So make up your own mind, but I think it's interesting to have Paul in the debate because I think he's going to bring up things from a different perspective. And one of the things that we need to think about when we become so cavalier about war, when we have these super PACs that are attacking anyone who merely looks as if they don't support every war everywhere all the time, as we're seeing by both the Democrats and the Republicans. So many people voted for Obama because they thought he was going to stop wars. He has multiplied wars. He's now involved in a war in Syria where nobody is questioning him in the mainstream media or the political press. They're not questioning the legality of this except for one reporter from RT. Isn't that amazing? A reporter from RT. I don't even know if she's an American citizen and she's here covering in America, but she hammered him on the legality of it. What's the basis for you becoming the air support for Al-Qaeda? Never could get an answer from him. There is no basis for them doing this. Everybody should be questioning this, but no one is. Let's think about what happened 70 years ago. There's a report at Washington Post, what it was like to survive the atomic bombing of Hiroshima. And we need to think about this in terms of weapons that are on their way. Things like directed energy weapons. Things like swarms of autonomous killer robots and drones. Augmented human overlords. Things that have been put in Pentagon documents that were just released. It'll be 2 weeks ago on Friday. We talked about this on the nightly news. The military, especially the Pentagon, especially DARPA, seems to have no limit to what they want to do. And I think when we go back and we look at what happened in Hiroshima, it provides some insights. Many people have said, why didn't they drop it somewhere as a show of force? They could have dropped it in Tokyo Bay, some other place, instead of a population center. That's a question. But let's put those questions of efficacy aside. Certainly, there would have been a lot of people. We all understand that the war would have continued on. A lot of people on both sides would have died. But this is what it was like to be at the epicenter of this. One person said, my forehead felt hot. I unconsciously touched it with my hand. When I looked at the sky over Hiroshima, I saw a tiny, glittering white object about the size of a grain of rice, tinged with yellow and red, which soon grew into a monstrous fireball. It was traveling in my direction. I felt as though it was going to envelop me. And when we come back, I'm going to read what it was like to be enveloped by that. And I want you to think about this when you watch these candidates tonight press relentlessly for more military engagements and a bigger defense department. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a 4-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Another word, another time, in the age of wonder, another word, another time, his rival is green and good, until the Christmas fact. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to go to your calls in just one moment. I want to continue with what I began just as we're running out of time about Hiroshima. Before I get back to that, real quickly, we're having a flash sale today. A 24-hour sale of OccuPower, 30% off. You'll find that at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a way to support your eye health. The cells in your retina are constantly dying and being replaced. You need to have a good source of nutrition to support that replacement. OccuPower combines key ingredients like ataxathin, lutein, and eyebright herb extract to give you the support that you need. And you can get that for 30% off right now. At InfoWarsLife.com, we have free shipping through this week. We extended it one more week after the free shipping for July as a thank you, and that is going to end tomorrow. So that is something you can get, and it's not going to be extended again. Free shipping for everything at InfoWarsLife.com and a flash sale, 30% off of Occupower for the next 24 hours. Now, today, of course, is the 70th anniversary of the use of the nuclear bomb against Hiroshima, the first time it was used. And I just want to focus, without getting on the issues, as I said before, of whether it could have been done a different way or different alternatives, I just want to focus on what it was like for the people who were there. This is a story from Washington Post, eyewitnesses. To continue with what this lady said, first she saw this spot like a grain of rice coming out to envelop her. And she said, "What I felt at that moment was that Hiroshima was entirely covered with only three colors. I remember red, black, brown, but nothing else. Many people on the street were killed almost instantly. The fingertips of those dead bodies caught fire, and the fire gradually spread over their entire bodies from their fingers. A light gray liquid dripped down their hands, scorching their fingers. I felt the city of Hiroshima had disappeared all of a sudden. Then I looked at myself, and I found my clothes had turned into rags due to the heat. I was probably burned at the back of my head, on my back, on both arms and both legs. My skin was peeling and hanging like this. There were shadowy forms of people, some of whom looked like walking ghosts. Others moved as though in pain, like scarecrows, their arms held out from their bodies with forearms and hands dangling. These people puzzled me until I suddenly realized they had been burned, and they were holding their arms out to prevent the painful friction of raw surfaces rubbing together. Then they talk about a 21-year-old who was carrying her 1-year-old infant and her son in a streetcar. He died, she said. I think fragments of glass had pierced his head. His face was a mess because of the blood flowing from his head. But he looked at my face and smiled. And his smile has been glued in my memory. Simply collateral damage in military terms. This is what we create. The military-industrial complex has become the most profitable aspect, the thing that America will be remembered for. We have a military budget that is more than half of the entire federal budget. We have a military that is larger than all the other militaries combined. But we need more, because there's never enough. The military-industrial complex is like a greedy billionaire, like David Rockefeller, who said, or John D. Rockefeller, who said, when asked how much is enough, he said, just a little bit more. That's what we see. And I've got to say to you that tonight you're not going to see many people push back on this idea. Perhaps you'll see Rand Paul push back on it, and he'll get hammered by a super PAC for saying that we shouldn't extend this exponentially faster. He still wants to grow the military-industrial complex, but not at a fast enough rate for the rest of the people in the GOP, or for the people in the Democrat Party, for that matter. You think you're going to get peace by voting for Hillary Clinton? Are you kidding me? I mean, this is the party that gave us Madeleine Albright, who said about Iraq when she was asked about all the children who had died just from their sanctions. They said 500,000 children have died. Is it worth it? So yeah, it's worth it. We have our objectives. They could care less about innocent life. And when you look at what's going on with this, let me read you one of the last quotes on this article. One of the people who survived said, "I learned that nuclear weapons, which gnaw the minds and bodies of human beings, should never be used." But we're in the process, under our Democrat leader, of ramping up this Cold War that had ended. So now we're right at the threshold of Russia. We've fomented revolutions on the border of Russia. We have positioned our troops at Russia. We have revived the Cold War for the benefit of the military-industrial complex. And people like Lindsey Graham, they're still not satisfied. They want more. They want a war there. They want a war in Syria. They want a war in Iraq again. They're not satisfied. It's not enough killing. It's not enough weapons. And when you look at what the Pentagon sees as our military position in 30 years, it is absolutely amazing to even contemplate what they're doing. Just looking at their battlefield scenario, as I mentioned before, augmented human overlords controlling killer robots, many of them operating autonomously, directed energy weapons, things like you see in Star Wars, force fields, all of this sort of thing. of course, they think that this is all going to be happening in the city. That's part of their scenario that we really didn't talk about. But that doesn't even include the other weapons, not just the nuclear weapons, but the bioterror weapons. The CDC and the Pentagon are bringing in and handling in a very careless and cavalier manner some of the most deadly pathogens that they can find, calling them select agents, and then using gain-of-function experiments to try to make them deadlier, more easily to catch, and creating more fatalities. What's going to happen when that gets loose? What's going to happen when artificial intelligence gets loose or the nanotechnology gets loose? And yet we race to do even more through DARPA. They can never have enough. That's what you need to keep in the back of your mind as you watch this debate tonight. Is there ever a point at which the Republicans would say that they have spied on us, controlled us, and created enough killing machines that it's enough? At what point? Do they have to have 90% of the armies in the world, 95%, 99%? Do they have to have absolute and total control over everyone? Perhaps that's what they're actually aiming for. It's no longer about defense. It's about mass murder. It's about destroying the human race. That's what we're racing to in this arms race. Let's go to your calls. Sherry in Texas, you said you wanted to talk about Donald Trump. Go ahead.
Donald Trump, but also something about socialism. This isn't meant to be like pro-Donald, although I think he's very is entertaining, and he's got some good points. It's just sort of a non-biased look here. Trump's donations and civility to Democrats, he explained on a Sunday morning show this last weekend, had to do with his business. And he said he couldn't accomplish what he wanted to accomplish business-wise, and this was not political. This was in a response to a question. He said, yes, I really did. I really was pro these politicians on both sides of the aisle. But, and it wasn't political. It was without any disrespect that there were donations. And he said when he's president, he'll be focusing on the people, not his business. If he can, in fact, shift that, mindset onto the people, it would be great, because he said he did and said a lot of things, but it was for, I thought it was a good answer to the question, why, if you're running for as a Republican, if you want to represent the Republican Party, did you do so much sucking up to the Democrats? He said, this, because I'm a businessman. So that's about Donald, yeah. And I thought that was a good point.
That's the problem I have with him, is that he's a crony capitalist businessman.
Well,
he was sucking up to these people to get special favors. I mean, you know, we complain about people who control the political process, and we say these politicians are bought off by the corporations, and then we say, well, here's one of the corporations, one of the wealthy individuals who bought off the politicians, so let's put him in charge. I mean, the whole process is corruption. This is the guy who went in to Connecticut, and he was going to drive at least five other smaller businesses out of business, doing a deal with the government so that he could put in his business. I don't like that. I don't like that kind of crony capitalism. I call that bully capitalism. He bullied an old lady because she didn't want to sell her house to him so he could put up so he could expand his parking lot. And so he went to the Casino Gaming Commission and got them to condemn her property and pay her a quarter of what he was going to pay her. That's bully capitalism. I don't see that as something that excuses it. I see that as even more damning as an excuse. What do you think, Sherry? You think that's okay?
Well, I don't know. It depends if it would carry over or not. I'm not sure if he'd carry that mindset over if he was dealing with the people. If he wouldn't.
Well, why would you think that when he's
when
he's acted his entire life in one way, that somehow when he gets sworn in, or get, you know, just like somebody is a criminal all their life, but if you put a uniform on them, they somehow become a good guy? I mean, you know, we don't take former convicts and make them cops. So why would he all of a sudden turn around and do the right thing?
By changing his focus. If he could do that.
Well, it's a lot of wishful thinking.
Yeah.
I think Donald Trump's big contribution is to open up this stale process to discussion. And if we have a discussion, we might have something emerge on some real issues. Right now, we're just going to have a bunch of prepared speeches unless we have somebody like Donald Trump. So I'm glad that he did that. I'm glad that he threw some fireballs. I hope he opens up the discussion tonight. But I have big questions about what he has done with Hillary and Bill and other politicians, how he has bought influence. And I have to ask myself, is this still going to be about the Donald? Does he want to become president so that he can become a much, much richer man? You know, we had the Clintons, who are basically trailer trash, in their words. That's what they call people who are working class. They call them trailer trash. Well, that's the background that the Clintons came from. They became multi-millionaires when they became president. Well, on the other side, we've got Obama, who was a community organizer. He'd never had a job. He'd never had a business. But he became a multi-millionaire once he became president. So what does a billionaire become when he becomes president? Is he going to use that to make himself richer? Because that's what he was saying he was using his political connections for, was to make himself richer. That's why he spread the money around with these people.
The bottom line of all this, here's my thought regarding this whole thing, what you're saying, is that the big fear that is going to be between Donald and Bernie Sanders, and that's going to cut out their golden boy, Jeb Bush, and it's going to cut out all the good shepherds that want to lead the flock, and it's going to cut all of them out. And that's why they keep trying to push Donald into saying that he wants to be a third party. He doesn't want to be in a third party. He said, I'll only be a third party candidate if they do something so horrendous and so egregious that I'm forced to not run. He says, they have to do something really unkind to me, and then I would come in as a third party. He says, I don't plan to be a third party.
I understand. Let me ask you this, Sherry. Assuming right now that your guy's not going to get in, whoever that is, what could you do locally that would really make a difference? Because you don't have a whole lot of control over who gets in as president. What is it at local level that you think you could make the biggest difference?
The only way I ever felt like I could ever make a difference in anything is through my writing and through my website, which I haven't been able to pursue much this last few years because of the house I bought and everything. But it's calling this show and another show I used to call in on 4 years. And it gave me a sense of like, we are being heard. We can speak to each other this way. I don't do it through email. I don't put anything in writing because that's stuff they use against you. If I put on anything political on my site and it wasn't just more spiritual, they come pick me up for the stuff I have to say, but I can say it on this show, and I have said it on other shows that won't take my calls anymore. And this is great for me, David.
Well, exercising your freedom of speech is very important, and we need to understand there are many people who want to take our freedom of speech, even on relatively innocuous things. But I guess the question is, is there any issue that you really think if you organize people on that issue other than just who to vote for, do you think that you could make a difference?
If an issue other than...
Yeah. Something that could be controlled at a local level. Or is there local politicians that you get involved with, or are you
simply looking? I'm not really a political person at all. I just look at how what's good for people and what's right for people. It has nothing to do with politics. Really, history and all that was never my interest in school. It was all English and art. This is politics. I really don't know a lot about. I just know when I see something, like I see something with the socialism. There's a difference between democratic and totalitarianism, and people don't understand. It's all about what's being restricted. You know, you to restrict someone's democracy, that's not democratic socialism. If you restrict the untammeled workings of an economic market.
I understand. Well, I want to get to somebody. Thank you for calling. I'm going to go on to another caller because I want to give other people who have been on hold a chance. But I'll just say to people who are not interested in politics, and I understand because it is hard to have an effect on it, but, the old saying, if you're not interested in politics, that doesn't mean politics isn't interested in you. They will come for you if you passively sit there and ignore what's going on. Let's go to Matt in Oklahoma. Matt, you wanted to talk about Planned Parenthood?
Hey, Dave. What's going on?
Hey, I'm fine. What's up?
Yeah, I just had a couple things to say real quick. I'll try to top them off here. We were talking about Donald Trump for a moment, and I just wanted to mention that he is no Ross Perot and that he is definitely the Don. I'll go ahead and move on to my point that I wanted to make is that CNN, last night it was kind of, I saw some people saying, Planned Parenthood, it was a hoax. CNN says it was a hoax video. And I wasted too much time last night addressing that, and I'm not sure how you try to tell somebody, hey, you know, CNN is just mainstream media that's
part of it. I don't know if you caught the program a couple of days ago. Doug Hagman was on and live with us, and he's somebody who is a licensed private investigator in several states. He's got a CEO of an organization that does that. And he pointed out that this is the way investigations are always done. It's entrapment if you go somewhere and somebody's got an unrelated business to some criminal activity. Let's say that you're looking for somebody smuggling bombs into the country. And this guy, the example he used, is a pizza owner. And you've got absolutely no reason to think this pizza owner is involved in any kind of bomb smuggling. But you set up a sting operation to encourage him to think that he's going to do bomb smuggling, and then you give him all these different things and facilitate that. That's what we see the FBI doing over and over again to prove that we have a terrorist threat. But if it's somebody that has a business that is an arms business and there's been reports that they're smuggling bombs and that sort of thing, then you do a sting. And we see this kind of investigation. That is a legitimate investigation. And that was what was done with Planned Parenthood. This is not a hoax video. This is not editing. He said, in all of his investigations, those are always the alibis that people use. This is a sting. And what you see there, people will watch it. They will understand that. Stay with us. We'll be right back with more of your calls.
Communist China freely allows the sale of bulletproof armor plates, while our U.S. politicians argue from banning Americans from owning body armor.
Does that sound right to you?
Arm your American body at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Alex Jones here with a very important news alert for InfoWars listeners. We've confirmed through our major suppliers attempting to resupply Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystals that elite corporations are buying up the supplies all over the world, so prices are going up, and it's very hard to secure it. We have been able to secure a limited supply of the pure Deep Earth Crystals and have now been able to produce more Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. This is the good halogen. This is the opposite of the bad halogen. Halogens like fluoride. Now we at InfoWarsLife.com are bringing you the only source of clean, pure 99.99 ultra pure deep earth crystals from more than 7,000 feet below the earth's surface. Watch the informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Discover how transformational pure iodine can be for you and your family. Folks, this isn't hype. Read the reviews for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-839-5936. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-839-5936. That's 800-839-5936.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host, and we're going to go right back to your phone calls. We've got several people on hold. We're going to be joined by Jim Mars in the next hour. He's going to be live here in the studio with us for an entire hour. We're going to talk about population control, the many different ways that the eugenicists, the globalists, are trying to use population control. But I want to go back to your calls right now. Let's go to Jim in Georgia. Jim, you wanted to talk about abortion.
Hey, it's a pleasure to speak with you, David.
Thank you for calling. Go ahead.
Well, I think
your call is breaking. Can you try one more time? I think we're getting a breakup on your call. We've lost Jim. Okay, let's go to Scott in Washington. Scott, you wanted to talk about the presidential race? Go ahead.
I wanted to talk a little bit on the left side of the dial. And I wanted to talk about two things about Bernie Sanders, and I don't think which has come out. The first thing, and I verified this, apparently he had or still does have a chair on the Committee for the Veterans Affair when this whole scandal came out. And I came across a little blurb about this. But somehow he's not answered about the stuff that's been going on with the VA. And I had addressed one of his, which I call him the Sandinista followers, about, you know, what was his position or what specifically had he done to address any of these issues. And, you know, they just kind of talked around it and talked about, you know, all of the legislation he did for the poor and blah, 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 and what other candidate has addressed that. And I turned it back on him. I said, well, I'm asking this question of him specifically, since as far as I know, he's the only presidential candidate that has a chair specifically. So what is he doing to address it? And the other thing quickly, and I haven't confirmed this, but I came across another blurb that indicated that one of his Senate races when he was running, that he had received over $5 million from one of Hillary's helipads. Now, if he's so against, you know, money and politics and stuff like that, well, where does he think he gets her money if that story is true?
Well, he gets a lot of money from the Democrat National Party because he pretty much votes with them down the line. Yeah, that's a great point, Scott. If he's on the Committee for Veterans Affairs, and you know, he doesn't really have much to say about that. But of course, we see that with socialists, don't we? Isn't that what we were just talking about? How in Greece they said, "Oh, we'll give you a referendum," and then they have a referendum. It's like, never mind, that wasn't the result we wanted. So we're going to do what we had planned on doing anyway. We see it with Hugo Chavez, where they give all the money to the bankers and then let the people go begging for food, water, and medicine. And now they've got 800% hyperinflation on their currency there. So we see this over and over again. That's how the socialists roll. There's also the hypocrisy of Bernie Sanders calling for a $15 an hour minimum wage being imposed from Washington while he pays some of his staffers as low as $12 an hour. So it's a good point. As this is all just starting, I'm certainly not a Bernie Sanders supporter. He comes across as very open and genuine in contrast to Hillary Clinton, but we need to look at his policies, not get caught up in personalities. That's the key thing. Let's go to Amicus in North Carolina. You said you wanted to talk about Trump. Go ahead.
I like Trump because he's not a wimp. He's actually made his money from the sweat of his back and brow a few times, come back from the grave financially more than a few. And it doesn't come off like a wimp like the Pauls and the rest of these established cronies who can't get nothing done.
Well, I agree. He does come across as a very strong personality. He does have a very strong personality. I have questions about whether he did make his money by the sweat of his brow, or did he make it with crony capitalism? That's why he was greasing the palms of the Clintons and the other people he now supposedly adamantly opposes. Stay with us. We'll continue with your phone calls. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a very important news alert for InfoWars listeners. We've confirmed through our major suppliers attempting to resupply Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystals that elite corporations are buying up the supplies all over the world, so prices are going up, and it's very hard to secure it. We have been able to secure a limited supply of the pure Deep Earth Crystals and have now been able to produce more Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. This is the good halogen. This is the opposite of the bad halogen. halogens like fluoride. Now we at InfoWarsLife.com are bringing you the only source of clean, pure 99.99 ultra-pure deep earth crystals from more than 7,000 feet below the Earth's surface. Watch the informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Discover how transformational pure iodine can be for you and your family. Folks, this isn't hype. Read the reviews for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.